Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City, and we have the pleasure right now of sitting with author Rhonda Martin. She's written a book called Stuck. The publisher is Jabberwocky Books, and this is an entertaining and educational children's book that features a young lady named Cinnamon. She is a lovable and bright young girl who has OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, Les. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, my pleasure. So tell me a little bit about your background and what led you to write a book about this particular subject.
Well, I'm a licensed professional clinical counselor, and I've worked with children with anxiety disorders. And the group of children that I've worked the most with are children with OCD, which is the obsessive compulsive disorder. And through the years, I've seen that these children, they feel isolated, they feel alone, they feel like they have a secret that other people may not fully understand. They tell their parents about it, and their parents are great listeners, but there's still some secrets in there that they just want to feel understood with. And this is what we call the rational, irrational diagnosis in mental health. And by that, I mean these children understand what's going on in their mind, and they understand that there's this part called OCD that is irrational.
Let's drill down a little more into OCD. Talk to me, if you will, about the onset and the course of OCD in young children and what they're feeling as they feel it coming on.
Okay. Well, the youngest patient I've ever seen is 2.5, and basically, they can usually tell somewhere between, let's say, 2.5 and 10 years old is when we can see some of the earliest signs. It doesn't mean that there's a full diagnosis at that point. It just means that the parents can become aware of it. And generally, when I do the family history in my first session, I find that either a parent or a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle or just some family member real close to the client, that they have been diagnosed with OCD or that they have some of the symptoms of it. So we notice the hereditary component. Also, there are a lot of SSRIs that work fairly effectively with treating OCD. And because of that, we know that there is something to do with the lower serotonin levels that is part of the onset with OCD. And in my practice, I generally see some of the younger kids right after they've had strep, because if they get strep throat, it actually mimics a similarity in the brain to when we have the onset of OCD. So sometimes I'll get that. It's called PANDAS. Akron Children's Hospital's done a lot of research on that. And I'll see children after that, or after they might have experimented with ADHD medication, but maybe they had some really bad side effects from it in the sense that it was just a diagnosis of OCD as the primary, not necessarily the ADHD. So in that case, we need to make sure we get them diagnosed with the OCD. And pretty much after we have the right diagnosis and move forward, sometimes it's medical treatment with it, and sometimes it's just the cognitive behavioral, and then it just waxes and wanes through life. And they have sometimes periods of years that they actually get better from it.
Let's talk specifically about the book Stuck and about your character, Cinnamon. What are her experiences with OCD?
Well, Cinnamon, she has a lot of different experiences with OCD for her involved movement. And she'll move forwards or backwards, and she'll even repeat certain motions. Like she might turn the light switch on and off 4 different times before she can leave a room. Or she might walk through a doorway and have to go through it 4 or 5 times until it feels just right for her. And that's with a lot of kids with OCD. She also gets caught up in her prayers. When she says her prayers at nighttime, she might have to repeat the same part of it 4 or 5 times in order to make sure that she gets it just right and feels like it's okay. She also has situations where if there's a stain that she doesn't know what it's from on her blanket, she'll ask over and over, is it okay? Is this okay? Is it going to hurt me? She just wants verification that it's okay. She also gets caught up in words a lot. For example, she received an invitation to a slumber party, and her mother came in and said, hey, Cinnamon, are you going to go to this sleepover? And she became very disturbed because her mind was stuck on the words slumber party, and she didn't like to hear the word sleepover. So she has her mom repeat it the right way a few times, and she gets very frustrated. But those are a few of the situations with Cinnamon.
All right, so these compulsions and these rituals, well, what does your character Cinnamon feel she can do by acting out these compulsions and rituals? What can she control?
Well, she feels like she can prevent something bad from happening. And with children like Cinnamon, who are actually very young, their OCD focuses on the thing they care the most about, which is generally their own mom or mom and dad or a sibling. And so what they do is they feel like they have to go through with all these rituals, in some cases only stepping on white squares instead of black ones on the floor, or just whatever it is that Cinnamon has to have done just right. She feels that she must complete that or something bad may happen to her mom or her dad. And sometimes they fear illnesses, cancer, or even death of their loved ones. And their obsession does change throughout their life based on their age and what it is they're most focused on at that point. But for Cinnamon, it is her parents.
Rhonda, the book has received quite a bit of critical acclaim, specifically from the medical community, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Well, because OCD, it does have a lot to do with the serotonin in the brain, and medical doctors are the professionals that prescribe the medication for that. And there are three special MD doctors in the nation that have read my book and have endorsed it. One of them is Dr. John March, MD, from Duke University, and he is considered by most to be the leading anxiety pediatric doctor in the world. And also, the second one is Paul Glasser from the Department of Psychiatry and Pediatrics at the University of Kentucky, and he is at the medical center there, and he also endorsed it strongly. And third is Dr. Steve Gersovich, who's a faculty at Case Western Reserve University, and he's a child and adolescent psychiatrist who's board certified as well. But all three felt very strongly that Stuck would be a wonderful book for their patients and their practices, and they feel that it would be a relationship that those children with OCD could have with the character Cinnamon in the book.
What reaction have you gotten from children with OCD and from their parents?
Well, they all come into my office feeling like it's just them. They feel alone. And the parents often have a lot of stress that's impacted the family, because sometimes this comes out on a sibling. If a sibling ruins the line of play for, like, let's say, for example, Cinnamon's sister Annie moves a doll. And when she does that, it totally upsets Cinnamon. And so then there's a fight that erupts between the children. And then the parents end up having to intervene a lot. Then they get stressed, and it affects marriages. And it's just really tough. And the reaction that I get from families when they come in is they're exhausted, they're tired, and they want some solutions, and they don't want their child to feel this pain anymore, and they want their family to feel like they used to again.
When the kids read the book, are they now feeling like, hey, I'm not alone out there?
Yes, they are. They absolutely feel that way. And some of the preliminary stages of this book, I gave to some of my patients some of the pages and pictures with Cinnamon and what she was going through. And the relief and satisfaction that those patients felt is what just compelled me to move quickly through getting to the end of this book.
Well, that's cool. Your first children's book, correct?
Yes, it is. Thanks.
But not your first book.
No, it is not my first book, because my background is in psychology, and I'd worked for some years in corporate America, and of course, overlapping with the psychology field. I did write a book back in 2000, and it's called The Difficult Hire, and it's on interviewing and the psychological aspects of interviewing.
Her name, again, is Rhonda Martin. She has written a book called Stuck. The publisher is Jabberwocky Books, and we wish you a lot of luck with that, Rhonda.
Thank you.